happy birthday to him. But he's not 62 today. So, well, I'm going to play some more Kids in the Kitchen through the morning, maybe, see what we can do. Cam Percy would be all over Kids in the Kitchen. He would have grown up listening to that sort of stuff, no doubt about that. And he's been good enough to join us on the Breakfast Club again after an interesting couple of weeks. Cam, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Kids in the Kitchen, was it on the Walkman back in the old days?
Oh, geez, I remember that song, but I was one of those guys that listened to the song and then 5 minutes later I couldn't tell you who sang it and what the name of the song was. So I was hopeful for all that stuff, so you're asking the wrong guy there.
Righto, that's all right. No dramas. Just throwing it across the bow just to see what we got from you, Cam. How are you going, mate? How are you going? We were riding the wave with you unbelievably last week at the Safeway Open, and then it all went pear-shaped pretty quickly. How are you feeling?
Yeah, not very good right now. I'm a bit flat, to be honest with you. So, the first 3 days and three holes went beautifully.
Yeah.
And then I just missed a fairway on four in the bunker. I had a bit of an awkward lie, and I swabbed it. Kind of about 50 yards short, and I swabbed that, and that buried in a bunker, and I made six. And then I was just trying to hit a little draw out of fifth and hit it out of bounds, which is just on the right edge of the fairway there, and I made seven. And then I missed the fairway by an inch on six, I think it was, and I could only just hack it out of the front edge and three putters. So I went from having a really nice week to the back of the pack really quickly, and I'm like, what the hell just happened there? Like, in 30 minutes, it went from going beautifully to just, you know, nothing. So it was pretty rough there for a while.
Because it was an unbelievable situation for you, and all of our listeners were loving it as well. We were right, as I mentioned, we were right in the wave with you all the way through, and you're equal leader at the end of the third round. For those that may not be aware, equal leader at the end of the third round on the USPGA Tour, which is a million bucks up for grabs, exemptions, all the tickets to the Masters, all that sort of stuff on the line, and then in the fourth, you double. I want to know what happens at the end of the fourth. Green, back of the fourth green or the fifth tee, Cam. What are you thinking after double? And it's probably a bit of an uphill battle from there, but what are you thinking at that point?
Well, the whole time I was trying to get the 20 under, I think the 20 under was pretty close to winning. And after I made a double, I'm like, well, that's not too bad. I mean, I'm 14 under. I've only got to make six birdies from here. And we had a short par five coming up. So I'm like, well, I think it's on the fairway or pretty close to the fairway. I can make a birdie and 39 and there's no damage. Just got to play well on the back nine. But then I blocked it out of bounds and then it was like, oh, that's not good. So I'm like, oh, yeah, now I'm in trouble. So, and it just, yeah, I ended up making double bogey there again. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, I just played beautifully all week. And then for 20 minutes, just hit two poor shots and the tournament was over.
So, Cam, do you get angry in that situation? Do you start? Not, I know you can't throw clubs or something like that, but I mean, how do you sort of compute what's going on when you're a professional golfer and there's etiquette, there's all those sorts of things? How do you get rid of the frustration? Do you take it out on the caddy? What happens to you in that scenario?
Well, it was really funny because we're walking down the third fairway and I played. The first 2 days I played with Jonathan Wagner, who's the best guy on tour, had an awesome day. Played with Russell Knox on Saturday. He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Talked and chatted the whole way. Sunday we're playing with Chris Ventura. I never played with him before, a young kid from Mexico. In the first three holes, he basically didn't say a word to us. So I said to my caddy on the third, I'm like, I'm not sure this kid's going to say a word to us today, but that's all right. It's the last round. We'll just chat amongst ourselves. You know, the football was on, the NBA's on. And I'm like, well, probably, you know, we'll just talk about football. And, you know, my caddy just started talking about his first sexual experiences, and I think it kind of threw me a bit. I'm like, excuse me? What did you see? He's like, yeah, what was the first time you did this and that? I'm like, oh, I don't want to talk about that. And I think I lost a bit of concentration. And I'm like, you know, all of a sudden I go 6-7, I said, we go back to talking about the football. He goes, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's not talk about that. It was really bizarre. And I said, why did you start talking about that? And he's like, oh, well, you said that we weren't going to talk to him much. I thought I'd just break the ice. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Yeah, no worries. And yeah, then I knuckled down and I played nicely from then on, but the damage has already done. So at least I finished, 23rd or something, which is not hopeless, but from what I was trying to do, it's not what I was trying to do, basically.
Yeah, I mean, look, because you had that interview post-round after round three, and obviously the bounty of winning was quite extraordinary. It wasn't just the money, it was the opportunity to play in the Masters and the PGA Championship as well, and obviously all the exemptions. So when you're playing that final round, is that hard to block out of your mind, or do you actually use it as a bit of a motivation to say, come on, Cam, this is... Yeah, if I play well today, this is what I can win. Or because often people talk about process versus outcome.
Well, I had 3 weeks off, so I started writing down all my. Sometimes you get a bit lazy, and you sort of got some goals that you don't really. And I got back into really setting some really firm goals and really focusing on them and how I'm going to achieve them and all that sort of stuff. And in my mind, I'm like, shit, I could achieve all my goals that I've set in the first week, of the season sort of thing. And I wasn't thinking about it, but you do think about it. It'd be great to take my buddies to Augusta and all that sort of stuff. You think about all that sort of stuff, but it's not your focus. You're like, you've got to hit a good shot on the first and blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. And you sort of, I knew where the pins were for the day, and they were really, really hard on the front nine. So I knew the front nine was going to be hard, but I was prepared to, just tough out the front nine and then make my run in the back nine, because there were some easy pins in the back nine. So, the first few holes, I made some good pars, and there was no issue there. And then, everything was going good after three holes. And then I the ball landed on the fairway on four, took a bad bounce, went in the bunker, and I had a bit of a funny lie. And I didn't make very good contact with it and all that sort of stuff. And then, I was still 50 yards out for two, just trying to make five. Five's not that bad a score, because it was a tough game, no dramas. But then when you make six and then hit it out of bounds in your next tee shot, it's like, everything goes out the window, and it's like, oh god, really? I'm going to finish 50th again? You sort of get down on yourself, god, I don't want to be one of those guys that just finishes 40th and 50th every week, and blah blah blah, and you start doubting yourself and that. But I sort of got myself back together and finished 20th, and made a little bit of money, but nothing crazy sort of thing. So it was,
just
make it.
I think it's worth, but I think it's worth mentioning the fact that. You dropped those five shots in three holes, but you ended up plus two. You had an eagle on 16. You really did finish strongly to get it back to plus two. And I'll ask you this question: if you were handed a 20th position at the start of the week, would have you taken it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I probably would have. Obviously you want to win and all that sort of stuff. But if you said at the start of the week, I'm coming off. A bad ribs, I've done very little practice, give me a 20th. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll take that for sure. But Thursday, Friday, my body felt fantastic. I'm like, oh my god, I can play golf. I've been doubting myself being able to play golf again because I just can't hit the golf ball. My body just won't let me turn through. And then I was first group Friday, so I was up at 4:15, I think. And then I was back in my room at maybe 2 o'clock. I didn't hit off till 2 o'clock the next day. And with the COVID stuff at the moment, you just can't do anything. There's no movie to go watch. There's no mall to go walk around. I suppose you could walk around, but in California at the moment, there's smoke and ash everywhere. That's like, you guys experienced with the bushfires in January. That's what it's like in California. So I was stuck in my room for almost 22 hours, I think I was there. And I think my back just stiffened up a bit, maybe. For Saturday, I could sort of feel it, not great. When I woke up Sunday, I'm like, oh, no, not again. My ribs were hurting. I didn't hit it very well on the warming up, and I'm like, I hit those shots on four and five where I just got to the ball and my body just stopped. It wouldn't let it turn through and hit a little block and off it went. And I'm like, oh, God, I've just got to try and grind out around, in pain again sort of thing. So it sucks. That was no good way to put it, basically.
But having said that, Cam, As you said, when you're talking to yourself there, my God, you can actually play this game. You can hit the ball well.
Yeah.
While it wasn't a trophy and it wasn't a trip to Augusta, and I assume that we would have been the mates you were going to take to Augusta, just by the way. But
correct.
what do you take out of it? Well, what positives do you take out of it?
Well, it's good to know that I can play again. Since COVID hit, I've just played awful. I've just been hacking out of the rough all the time because I can't hit the fairway. It was nice to actually play proper golf. And Johnson Wagner, he sort of grabbed me when we finished. He's such a good guy. He's like, Cam, you're such a good player. Go out there and win this effing thing, would you? Stop mucking around sort of thing. You're too good a player to be where you are. So you know, I'm like, yeah, I can play, and I got the confidence of it, and then just won't, when your body just won't work, it's just, you can't compete at this level. Like, these guys are so good, you just can't play half-half, basically, so it sucks.
Well, at least there's something you can take over. You can play, and you've got the backing of some good people around you too, which is nice out there on tour.
Yeah.
What now? Because at Wingfoot this week, the US Open, by the way, you don't want to get in that rough too often from what I've seen.
God. Yeah, I just spoke to one of them. My mates rang me. That's been funny. All I've had is guys ring, oh, man, I thought you were going to do it. And I'm out at the Wingfoot, and, you know, a lot of guys have been, everyone's been great to me this week. Just, oh, man, I was just rooting so hard for you, and blah, blah, blah. But one of my buddies just rang me, and he's at Wingfoot. He said, man, this course is just diabolical. Like, it's just brutal. Like, if you hit it in a rough, you can't get it out. And the greens are crazy and stuff like that. So I'm lucky I'm not there, because I would have broken something for sure. And they reckon there's no way anyone will shoot under par next week. So they reckon it's the 8 over, 9 over could win it or something next week.
Wow.
It's going to be crazy.
Wow. So do you have to get your ribs right, or what's the go with your next calendar event?
I had 3 weeks of doing working out and that, but last week, because I was playing, I didn't work out as much. I didn't warm up kind of stuff. So I've just been doing gym work this week, and I hit some balls today, and it didn't feel too bad. So obviously I'm just weak somewhere in my hips and around the ridge and that. So I've just got to get that bit stronger and go from there. So tomorrow I'll be in the gym, Friday in the gym, and then Saturday, Sunday is my son's birthday. So I'll do something with him on Saturday and then head off to the next tournament. So I play next week in Punta Cana, and then Jackson, and then I'll have 3 more weeks off to do some more rehab and all that sort of stuff. So that's my plans at the moment.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, mate, and always appreciate you coming on and telling us exactly how things lie in your game and in the world of golf over there in the US. And we are rooting for you every time you're out there, buddy. So, you know, you got that support back here. And I have got a little window of time available for the Masters just in case something sort of happens.
It'd be fun, wouldn't it? I just got to play 4 hours of golf and we'll get there. It'd be lovely.
That's all right. We'll get there, mate. Appreciate your time, buddy. Go well.
Thanks, guys.